I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 7:30.
It's 37 degrees.
Wet roads causing slowdowns all over the drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour.
The rain is coming down in the valleys and there's heavy snow in the mountains.
We'll get to weather in just a moment, but first we have a developing story.
Overnight, Salt Lake City police announced they have arrested a man suspected of shooting and killing a 21-year-old at a Halloween party over the weekend.
KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with the brand new details. Heather?
Amanda, detectives say Roy Anthony Duran turned himself into the Clearfield Police Department yesterday. He's accused of shooting Isaiah Valerio early Sunday morning at a warehouse party near 500 West, 600 South in downtown Salt Lake. Witnesses say Duran was arguing with several partygoers, then punched Valerio, shot him, and fled the scene. Duran was transported from Clearfield to the Salt Lake Public Safety Building, where he was booked into jail on multiple charges, including murder and obstruction of justice. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Now to that weather with Grant Wayman. It's going to be a pretty unsettled day, and while we're not expecting those strong winds we had yesterday, the storm could still affect your drive.
Wow, it is another cold storm with the snow amounts in the mountains topping out about a foot of snow when it's all said and done, although the Cottonwood Canyons could get more snow than that. And we are seeing a cold storm here with the snow, even reaching the valley floor in some places out of this storm. Very, very cold storm that's kind of slow to wind down through the early parts of the afternoon.
Grant says we're not really expecting a lot of snow accumulation in the valleys, but the roads are going to be wet and there's a good chance of standing water.
So how is the weather impacting the roads right now? We continue our team coverage with an early check of traffic with Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center. Andy?
Well, at least along the main flow areas, the storm seems to have tapered off just a bit compared to what it was at its peak earlier this morning. And so I'm seeing some improved areas, especially on the west side of Salt Lake County. But snow still coming down, still sticking in Parleys or in Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons. Both of those are under chained four-wheel drive restrictions. Right now it's wet through Parleys, but it's not quite the same slushy conditions that it was early this morning. And it looks for now like things are doing a little bit better in Spanish Fork Canyon as well. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The president's approval rating keeps dropping here in Utah. A new poll shows Utahns don't like many of his policies and proposals. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Tim, he was at 45% approval earlier this year. Now it's only 32% who like the way President Biden is doing his job and 65% who disapprove in Utah in the polling from the Deseret News and Hinckley Institute of Politics. Voters say they don't like how he's been handling Afghanistan, the southern border, COVID-19, vaccine mandates, inflation, and huge spending proposals. But Biden campaign surrogate Scott Howell says that the president is taking on a lot of issues that even the best leaders would find challenging. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. We're learning about the alleged safety complaints against the assistant director who handed Alec Baldwin that prop gun in New Mexico last week. ABC's Andrew Dimbert tells us David Halls was fired and escorted off a movie set in 2019 after a gun unexpectedly went off and injured a crew member.
It comes as a prop gun maker claims she filed a complaint against Halls that same year on the set of a different project, claiming Halls regularly neglected safety protocols for weapons.
Those of us at the bottom were crying out, hey, bud, like, let's pump the brakes for a minute.
Halls has not responded to requests for comment. Back on the set of Rust, some crew members had walked off the job to protest working conditions amid reported safety concerns on the low-budget film. Production is now on hold as investigators look into how the prop gun Baldwin was holding discharged.
two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.